At first glance, they seem to be resting under the shade of trees, but not because of hot summer sun. They're embarking on what could be the most dangerous journey of their lives. They call it Harga. It's the word young Tunisians use for clandestine crossing of the Mediterranean to Europe. Abdullah is just 17 years old, from Kairouan, a city in central Tunisia. For the past 3 months, he has been coming to this park to look out for containers and ships that he can jump on to hitch a ride to Europe.
My father is out of work. My mother is old and sick. I have a sister studying. I studied up to grade 7, then dropped out to help my family. I tried to get training for a job, but I couldn't find one. I have to help him. I know it's risky. I don't have any other solution but to go abroad and get a job.
Whilst waiting, sometimes for months, they say they are often arrested, beaten, and even have dogs set on them by police several times. 19-year-old Atif shows the scars on his leg where he says police dogs bit him.
Last year, my mother sold the land that she'd inherited to pay traffickers for me to cross to Italy. The Coast Guard rammed and sank our boat. I nearly drowned, even though I'm a strong swimmer. Tunisia is a beautiful country, but only for those who have money. If I had some money, I'd start my own business here. We've lost everything. I can't afford the traffickers. I have to do Harka. I just want to work and live with dignity.
Nearly 40% of Tunisia's youth are unemployed. Every year, many of them come to this park alongside the port of La Goulette. Every cargo ship or lorry presents an opportunity. After days of watching and waiting, under the cover of darkness, they scale these walls and stow aboard one of the ships. And if they're lucky, they make it to the next port. But for many of them, that journey ends before it has even begun. This video shows those who hid themselves inside trucks being caught by police. However, these young men are undeterred, and for now, they patiently watch the skyline to catch the next ride. Resul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Tunis.